to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 on Friday, July 9th, and welcome aboard. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, so as you, if you go anywhere on the weekend, you can listen to us while you travel to our shows on Saturday, which is one of the finest lineup of community shows you're ever going to find anywhere. And speaking of fine, let's talk about Bad Bob.
Once again, caffeine, my friend.
Now, do you feel fine today, Bob?
I haven't woke up enough to determine that.
Bob, this is a yes or no question. Bob, do you feel fine?
Fine, yes.
Okay, yes. All right. That's right. Drop down and give me 143. Speaking of fine, in every sense of the word, here she is, Linda.
Good morning. Why 143?
You know, it was just one of those numbers that popped into my mind.
Because
that I thought that he wouldn't appreciate 100, and maybe 150 was too many.
Again, another day of slight chance of thunderstorms. High today of 99, and it's going to be one of those days. It's going to be a great day, and thank God it's Friday.
You know, the I think it's like 67 right now or something like that. You know, the thing is that the it's going to be humid. You know, I guess I get kind of feeling like it's more humid because of the, you know, the impending storms coming.
This weather kind of reminds me of when we lived in the South. Well, I lived in the South. You lived in the South various times, but not together. But kind of reminds me of that, you know, Tennessee weather.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening, of course, to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR. We have two tickets to the Paul McCartney concert Saturday night in San Francisco. We are selling those tickets for what their price is, which I think is
$179 a piece. But you can make this, you know, you can make
two tickets.
Yeah, these two tickets, and they're 16 rows up from the stage, a little bit to the right, because we understand. We talked to the gentleman that bought these tickets, who is a Paul McCartney fan, said that that's where Paul McCartney stands most of the time, is on that side of the stage that you're facing the right-hand side. And you know what? And we want the money to go to a good source, not us. We want it to go to a veterans organization. So you can write the check right to the veterans organization, and it's a tax, and it should be tax deductible. So essentially you're getting tickets to Paul McCartney and a tax-free donation. And you get to go to San Francisco. No, that's not part of it. You have to get yourself down to San Francisco because that's where they're playing at the Cow Palace.
Concert at 7:30 on July 10th.
On July 10th.
So if you're not going to Dancing with the Stars, where most of Redding's going to be, and you need to get out of town and you want to go someplace and do something really special, to go see Paul McCartney, who is a legend. And sometimes you only get a chance like this once in a while.
Yeah, you know, so you may be wanting to buy those tickets for your parents. or it's time for you to reward yourself. Anyway, again, all this was donated by a gentleman who doesn't want his name to be used because he wants the money to go to a veteran's cause.
Anyway, we're going to be announcing that throughout the show this morning, 605-4567. If you're interested, give us a call. We're going to take a few names, and at the end of the show, hopefully one of you that's listening will purchase the tickets, and you'll be on your way tomorrow to San Francisco to see Paul McCartney. It'll be, just a stellar show and a momentous time in your life if you decide to take that chance.
You know, we've got a great show today. We've got some people coming in here in a few minutes to talk about a fundraiser for veterans that they're having here. We're going to have Maggie John on at 7:30, and she's going to be talking about the Shasta Women's Shelter and what's going on there and kind of the culmination of events. We've got Tad Shackelford. Should be calling in around 8 o'clock to talk about his efforts. He's one of the dancers, but he's done something pretty extraordinary when he put himself out for 40 hours in a parking lot to raise money for the shelter, and it's really an interesting story, and how it's changed his life a little bit. And then we're going to be talking to some people that are introducing a new show here on KCNR.
Great. And by the way, it's Ted Shackles.
Ted Shackles. I'm sorry. You know, I was thinking of a baseball player.
We're going to talk about ball when we come back. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are really in an uproar over LeBron. Let's talk about it when we get back.
As long as we promise not to talk about Lindsay Lohan, we can talk about LeBron. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There's one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure. Fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one visit Cerec porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit RedingSedationDentist.com.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:14 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. How you doing there, kid?
Good. It's currently 68 degrees and it's clear outside. Today's going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 99. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Good morning. If you're just tuning in, like Carl said, it's KCNR here on 1460, Friday.
July 9th.
Oh, my gosh. And in the studio this morning, we have a special guest that's going to be putting on a fundraiser called Swing It. Good morning. And we're talking with Joseph Vegas.
Good morning. And thanks for having us over here. We do appreciate it.
And back behind you is Zenkar Vegas. Looks like she might be your adorable wife.
Oh, yes. Okay. My better half.
And Maria Villazar. Correct? Okay,
very
there
good.
We go.
You pronounce that excellent.
Okay. So, this is an event that's going on July 17th. Tell our listeners what it's about and what it's for.
Okay. This is an annual event for us, and we are putting it together. It is a fundraiser for the veterans of Northern California. This year, we're calling it Swing It, and it's a what we call a silhouette of the 50s. We're going to be having a fashion show, and we're going to have some silent auctions, a great dinner. It's all happening at the Holiday Inn on the 17th, like you mentioned. The tickets are available now.
How do we get tickets?
You can get them by calling any one of us through my number of 921-0156. 921-0156.
Okay. Is that the only way we can get tickets?
Oh, no. We have. We also, you can mail it in if you like to, a request. There will also be tickets available at the door.
Okay. Naturally. All right. But what you're trying to do is get on early, because mm-hmm. you have to do, you know, you've got three different kinds of dishes, and we know what that's like when you go to fundraisers. You've got chicken, pasta,
and fish.
And fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the Straight Ahead Big Band is playing.
Yeah, gosh.
So it sounds like this is kind of neat. I 50s vibey.
Fantastic, yes.
It's a 50s vibey thing. I mean, you've mm-hmm. got like a little Vegas, a little Elvis going on, and when it comes to your promo, what else
we're,
are you doing?
We're encouraging everybody to wear something of the 50s attire. Even if they have to make it up, we don't care. It's all for fun, and it's all.
So Bob can show up wearing what he usually wears.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. But yeah, we're hoping that we have several Elvises there, and who knows what else. So it's going to be fun.
And really it is.
Any chance of Marilyn Monroe's being there?
I'm sure there's going to be a couple of those too.
Just wondering.
How much are the tickets?
They are $45 a person, or okay. We do have tables available. We have individuals or companies that can buy a table, and they come at a discounted rate of $40 per person, a table of 8 or a table of 10. And so those are available, and those we actually call sponsorships. And with that, if it's a company or business, we also can advertise them through our slideshow that's happening continuously through the whole program. And so all of these individuals or companies that are sponsoring us, so to speak, and helping us earn make some money for the veterans of Northern California, we're going to be able to give them some business also. And so we're trying to make it a win-win situation for all of Northern California.
Now, when you say the funds are going to the Veterans of Northern California, is that an organization?
No, actually, it's a general category.
Okay.
And what we've learned is that there are so many military entities in the area.
There's about 50 organizations in the county of Shasta. I was so amazed to find that out. Anything from VFW, different mm-hmm. VFW posts, mm-hmm. different AMVET posts.
Sure.
The Order of the Purple Heart. You name
American Legion,
and there's different groups of that.
Yep.
So and
Vietnam
vets. Yes.
Just a ton.
Yeah, Korean,
which
is cuttlefish.
Right.
I mean, yes, absolutely. So
then how do you select the proceeds to where the proceeds go?
Oh, there is a general fund that we have a contact with, and
great.
They should be able to divvy up, appropriately.
Oh, great. That sounds great. Now, it's called Joe and Mar Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, those are the letters out of the three of your names. How did you just start this entertainment company and go, we're going to do this benefit? How did that, where's the brainchild come from?
We, probably from my wife and Maria. They're the brains behind this operation. And what happened, this is our second one. We had one last year, and we had the world-famous singer David Pomeranz at the Gaia Hotel last year. And that went well, but we knew we could do it better, so we wanted to do it again. And this year we've decided that now we are going to continue doing this on an annual basis, and it will be continued for the veterans. And so we're hopefully going to build up steam, just like a lot of these other entities are doing, such as Turtle Bay and things that have been doing it for 15 and 20 years. We hope to be around that long, too.
Okay. Is there a website or give us a phone number again?
Okay. One of the numbers that we have is 921-0156, and then another number is 549-4818. And through either of those numbers, you can leave us a message. And we will get tickets to you, either by mail. We'll hand deliver them if need be. But it's going to be a fun event, and we're trying to get everybody there. It's going to be a blast.
Okay, well, leave us some flyers here at the station, and I'm sure people who pop by, they can if they didn't get the number, there'll be flyers at the station, and we'll hook you up, because you want to put this on your calendar and have a good time, 50 style and supporting the veterans of Northern California.
Yep, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. If I can, I would like to mention that the Fashion Bug has been one of our major sponsors, and so they are really helping us out. I just want to mention their name.
Absolutely. And, we'll ring a bell.
Fashion Bug, yeah.
The Fashion Bug, yes. Please visit our sponsors there. And the tickets are available. It's at the Holiday Inn on the 17th next Saturday. So please join us. It's going to be so much fun.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
On Saturday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, local stars once again take to the dance floor with local dance professionals. And we want you there this year to help us choose the champion. This year's stars include Rick Hill of Morgan Stanley, Orville Thomas from KRCR News Channel 7, Chad Shackles from Power 94, Karen Hoyt of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Nancy Eklund of Nancy Eklund Eye Care, and Maria Orozco of Redding Rancheria. Beginning on June 21st, you may vote online for your favorite dancing couple by visiting www.enjoymagazine.net or newscafe.com. Make plans to be in the audience to choose the champion. Tickets are only $25 each or $20 for seniors and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office or the Women's Refuge on Benton Drive. Dancing with the Stars, sponsored in part by the Tuxedo Den, Enjoy Magazine, KRCR News Channel 7, hair and makeup design by Marinello School of Beauty, Mike Burke Photography, and this Redding Radio Station. We'll see you there for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style.
Attention Shasta County veterans, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving. I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July, and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
Hey, good morning, Redding, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
By Sensations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, July 9th. It is 7:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by... Great job there, Bob. B&T Satellite. Off. Could you make it louder? I have one ear that still works. Community Radio. B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley's the owner. And, you know, it's a great thing that Doug puts up satellite dishes for Dish Network better than we have control of the computer right now. Anyway, Doug's been servicing local customers since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. This man works for you. I can't say enough about Doug and the work he does. You know, Dish Satellite, free HD for life. You need to talk to him. His phone is 244-1988. Drop in and see him. It's off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito.
Okay. So I get up this morning, of course.
Huh?
All right. I want to share this. You know, we just have a few minutes left before Fox News. But I get up this morning, and I'm, you know, going through, kind of going through the news sources and seeing, you know, what's going on. And, of course, I am not, my favorite sport to watch live is basketball. I really like to watch it live. I think it's probably the sneakers skidding across the, you know, the court. But I don't really follow it. So
the sneakers.
Yeah, I like to hear the sound of it. It's just action and grunt and sweat, and I just like, you're up close and I just love it. I used to like to go to the Arco Arena and see the Kings, you know. It was just fun, great fun for me. Anyway, so I haven't really been following basketball except for the news. Everything is about LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. And I remember when LeBron first hit the scene, he was, what, 17 and
yeah,
amazing
right out of high
and
school, yeah.
Rocked the world. And, they, you know, he was this guy that just, you know, everybody just with the phenomenon that hit the, you know, courts. So this morning I'm looking around and it seems, you know, everybody, they did a special on him. Where is he going to go? And so, of course, if you're just tuning in and you haven't tuned in the last 24 hours into the news, he chose Miami, as well as a couple other team players that are friends of his that, you know, Miami's got the stellar, incredible, you know, dream team. They're already calling it, I don't know what, you know. But so the Cavaliers owner wrote a letter to the fans. You know, of course, this morning we were watching little snippets of the news and flipping around. And you could see the fans. They just felt like, you know, if there could have been a death to get the phone call that someone just died.
Yeah. This one girl saying, I'm devastated. I feel betrayed. She says, you know, for the first time in my life, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. And, you know, my thought was, it's a basketball game.
Well, the thing is that if he was one of their own, he was brought up and, you know, brought up in Cleveland and I guess obviously mentored by this guy. And by so many other people to put him in that place, and then he flies. So at which point, it's almost as if, you know, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because, you know, it would be like you can only be a star, and you can only be a star in your town. You know, you do, maybe he needs to fly and go somewhere else. Is it really about the dollar, or is it about a life experience? Is it about, okay, I need to go someplace else to become a better person or experience a new place to live in my life?
Well, you know, it's one thing. He said he wanted to go to a team where he had a chance to win an NBA championship. But when he left the city of Cleveland, their average income of the town dropped by half, too. Because, you know, I don't think it was money. He was being paid a lot of money.
Well, I read the letter this morning, and it was beautifully, by the way, it was beautifully written. And
this is by the owner.
This is an excerpt. Bitterly disappointing blow and a shocking act of disloyalty from our homegrown chosen one.
Well, you know what? And I understand where people really get into sports. No, I understand that. I mean, I don't understand how you can get so much into sports, but for people to be destroyed over the fact of somebody moving, a player moving, I don't understand it. I mean, if the whole team moved, I'd understand it. I guess it's because during tough times, people identify with their sports teams.
Right.
You know, that's why people in Chicago are, you know, forever, if they're with the Chicago Cubs. Chicago Cubs haven't won anything in a century, practically.
And he goes on to say to the Cleveland fans, they simply don't deserve this kind of cowardly betrayal. I mean, it was a scathing letter.
Yeah.
The self-declared former king will take the curse with him down south.
Oh, my God. He has the curse? Oh, well. Hey, was that the curse of Cleveland?
And until he does right by Cleveland and Ohio, James and the town where he plays will unfortunately own this dreaded spell and bad karma.
Okay. I've never heard of an owner putting a curse on a player before he leaves, but that sounds pretty close. Does this mean, you know how the river in Cleveland caught on fire that time? Does this mean is that the bay in Miami's going to catch on fire? Which it probably could because of all the oil that's kind of moving in there. Though people don't like to mention that. You know, it's again. I'm sorry, Cubs fans, when I said that they're losers, and you know, Chicago, you know, is tied to that team and it loses. But I forgot that the President Obama comes from Chicago, and never mind. Hey, we're not ready for the break yet, but we're getting there fast. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Maggie John on from the Women's Refuge.
And we're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars
and all the
monies.
And we're going to be
The monies that have been raised and all the good stuff that, you know, that all the great energy that the beautiful North State is putting forward.
And we're going to be talking about another city council member on the scene, Carla Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Nonsense. That's what BP is saying about reports that the oil company is for sale, but FBN has learned offers to buy BP are gushing in, and BP is considering all of them as it tries to stabilize its finances because of the oil spill. You may not have heard of NTP Incorporated. It's a patent holding company. In 2006, NTP won a more than $600 million settlement in a patent infringement suit against BlackBerry maker Research in Motion. Now, NTP is going after Apple and Google and Microsoft and three other smartphone companies. And whether you like the move or not, LeBron James may be worth more to Miami than he was to Cleveland. One economist estimates every playoff win generates $27 million in revenue for the city of Miami. In Cleveland, a playoff win only yields $10 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
The healthcare industry is the fastest growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today. 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother, and for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning on July 9th. It's a Friday. That means for a lot of you, you're off for the weekend. For some of us, Two more working days till Monday. Oh, hey.
For some of us, we're starting to get ready, you know, for Dancing with the Stars. Tomorrow's dress rehearsal. I'm sure that the dancers and their partners, and they are just, they're getting ready. It's the night before the big gig.
I mean, I know you're pumped up on it.
Well, I mean, this has been truly, truly, I think the anticipation is the buildup is the most exciting this year. I don't know if it's all the fundraisers that's been going on. There's a competition, but a love at the same time. And with us this morning is Maggie John. Good morning. And you would know because you are kind of master of the ship, you know, at the helm of putting all of this stuff together.
It's just been, you're right, Linda, it's been amazing this year. This is our fourth annual year, and every year it seems to get better. But for some reason, these stars have really just taken it to the max in terms of fundraising. They're very competitive. They want to win for dancing. They want to win for fundraising. And it's just been great.
Well, I know later today we've had everybody on but Ted. And Ted's going to be calling in at a little after 8.
Great.
And here's a guy who, stays up for 36 hours. And
he has endured a great deal.
Amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to hear from him. We've had Rick Hill on. We've had Karen Eklund, and we've had Nancy Eklund, Karen Hoyt.
Right.
Maria Roscoe. And let's see, are we missing?
Oh, Orville.
Orville
keeps sliding by here. You know, I say, hey, Orville's becoming part of the show.
Yeah, we've tried to attend every single one of the fundraisers or one of the fundraisers that each contestant has put on. And we bought a really nice brandy cake, I think, at one of the Orville fundraisers.
Oh, yeah, we enjoyed it. No, it had Jack Daniels in it somehow. So, but,
sounds awfully good. Yeah.
The whole table became happier right after that.
So, what does this year mean to you?
Well, this is coming at a really important time. Your governor has not yet signed the budget yet, so we don't know exactly what's... Carl's...
My governor?
You'll recall last year that he totally eliminated the Battered Woman Shelter Program, and after significant pressure, he ended up putting back 70% of it. Well, we don't know if that money is going to stay restored or not. And we won't know until the budget, it's back in the budget, but when it goes to the governor's desk, he could do it like he did last year and line item veto it. And that's 20% of our total budget. It's huge, huge. So this kind of a fundraiser really helps us bridge the gap in the best of times. And if we have gloom on the horizon, this will really be very, very helpful to us. So it's not just fun, it's very important.
Well, you know, and I don't mean this in a negative sense at all, but you picked some real meat eaters this time, you know, for your dancers. I mean, these are at the A list.
They really are.
These are alpha dogs. And I'm saying that you know what? I appreciate the alpha personality and to see these people because I know how much work Rick Hill has done on this.
All of them.
And I'm one of the other dancers and we were asked not to mention this guy had an injury. I mean, not a little injury. I mean, a real painful injury, and is working through it. And didn't want anybody to know, so we're not mentioning that. And other people that are doing things. I mean, they have thrown themselves into this, and it's not enough to have their jobs. That many of them work many hours a
day.
That's
right.
And then they're going out and not just doing what's called for. You know,
they're rehearsing, fundraising,
they're
networking.
More.
Yeah,
you pick some champs here.
Yeah, and a lot has to be said for the community, too, because the community that's been willing to participate in these fundraisers, to sponsor the fundraisers, and these are tough times for everyone, businesses and individuals alike, and to have them step up like this has just been remarkable.
Yeah.
Well, if you've not ever been to Dancing with the Stars, I'm not even sure if there's tickets left. Hopefully, if there's two, snatch them now. Because I hate to say this, and I know this from putting on my own concerts at the Cascade, people are kind of last minute.
Reading's a last minute town.
And, I can tell you that you don't want to miss Dancing with the Stars. It's so wonderful to see these celebrities. Local business people that you see around town, and we call them local celebrities, and they have match up with a dancing partner, and the hard work that they've done, I can tell you from a few people that I've known in the past, they both have said It was the best thing besides having my child or getting married that I've ever done in my life.
Well, it's really transforming for people because most of these people are stepping out of their comfort zone. They're not dancers all the time or at all, and they're learning something new and really stretching themselves. But in addition to that, we find, and I think Tad will talk about this when you talk to him, that it's transformed some lives because they get to understand what the issues are around domestic violence and sexual assault in our community.
Yeah, and with that, and we sometimes we forget exactly why the money is being raised, that it is going to something that protects those who no longer can protect themselves.
Exactly.
Takes care of children, gives people a place to literally escape to, so that they can start getting their lives back together. And you know, and when we talk about this and in the big night and all that, sometimes we need to get back into that focus.
Exactly, and I think that's what's great about that, about this kind of an event, because as much fun as it is, people start realizing why.
Well, when we come back, we're with Maggie John. I'd like to hear some statistics.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Mark, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, have you ever heard this song?
You've never seen Bob dance to this. Come on, Bob, hit it. Yeah.
This is what's his name, Vinny? What was his name in the movie? Oh, help me. Call us.
Vinny?
Yeah, it was Benny. Or, yeah.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was walking down the streets in New York City.
It was Vinny.
Vinny, yeah, walking down the streets in New York City at that time. Don't touch my hat. Don't touch my hat. Remember that scene? Love it. We're talking with Maggie John, Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, which is proceeds benefiting the Shasta Women's Refuge. And before we took a break, we were asking Maggie if we could have some statistics, because as everybody's excited about the outwardly beautiful part of the dancing, we're talking about that this is for the Shasta Women's Refuge.
Correct. Every year we serve in the neighborhood of 3,000 women, children, and men who are victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we're starting to see a few more men starting to come in. And it's very difficult for a man to admit that he's been in this kind of a situation, so you can imagine that. And we were also talking about during the break the fact that we get kind of insensitive to some victims because they return to their abuser. And the national statistic is it takes 7 times before a woman will leave the abuser. And we see people coming back maybe not that many times, maybe 5 times. And one of the things, and it's hard on staff, too, because you start seeing the same face. It could be like 2 years down the road, but then they come back, and it might not be the same abuser, but they've gotten themselves into the same type of relationship. And one of the things that we work really hard with these clients on is to get them to understand why they keep going back. What does a healthy relationship look like? This person is not in a healthy relationship if they keep returning or keep going back to the same type of person. So we really try to raise their awareness. And I tell staff, okay, they came back, but it's like water on a rock. Eventually it's going to make an impression. So it's really important that people understand, if you know someone that's been abused and they keep going back, they were once in a loving relationship with that person. And it's hard to get out of that feeling, well, I think next time it's going to be different. So we work really hard to try to take care of that.
Where do they go? I'm having a hard time kind of articulating to you or trying to get this thought a point. Where do you help them make the transition? Where's their aha button?
Well, you know, it depends. It depends upon the individual. And quite often, because we work really hard to get mothers to understand the impact of domestic violence on their children.
Okay.
And eventually, when they do go away for good, it's usually because of the children. We teach them what the impact is on that child. And we know that children that are raised in abusive homes either become batterers themselves, typically, or they become victims, because that's their norm. That's all they know. And if we can get them to understand, is this really what you want for your child? That's usually the aha.
All right.
And then building self-esteem.
So after this event, Dancing with the Stars, which is tomorrow night, and all these people that are wonderful, we can go down the list here again. We've got Nancy Eklund and her partners, John Mitchell, and we've got Maria Roscoe and Jake Carver. That they're a team. We have Orville Thomas and Kim Ayers. We have Rick Hill and Kathy Babcock and Tad Shackles and Sarah Levers together. Sarah danced in my concert. She's a beautiful, shining star, and as they all are. Karen Hoyt and Parker Barr. So as we finish with Dancing with the Stars tomorrow night, we look at this grand total. We hope you come back and tell us about the grand total.
We will. We know it's going to be spectacular.
Well, we really appreciate you stopping by.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity and all the support. And I don't think Linda mentioned that she's going to be on stage tomorrow as well.
I'm going to be judging.
That's right.
And I'm thrilled because I've been there since the first Dancing with the Stars, and I just can't imagine not being a part of this event. It just it thrills me, and I get to go back, too. It reminds me of my early days, and I, even though I didn't ballroom dance, I did dance in Vegas for 8 years, and then 1 year with a cast of 80 at the Flamingo Hilton, and that was 2 shows a night, 6 nights a week.
Wow.
And so there, I was working alongside of some hoofers, and I will tell you that it's just great to see these people really rise to the occasion.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Maggie.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Free Fire. You're just great supporters.
Well, thank you, and give that great husband of yours, that Marina, a hug for us.
Well, he said the same to you guys.
Yeah, Semper Fi there, John. Okay, Dr. Ray, John. Okay,
thanks,
we're
going
to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back to, we have Joe Adamson. He's waiting. We're going to do a quick break here, come back and get our health tip of the week and talk about the next hour. We've got a few other things up our sleeves today, too.
Rolling in.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
And 5, 6, 7, 8.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. It's back. Mark your calendars for July 10th. Shasta Women's Refuge will hold the fourth annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, at the Cascade Theater. This evening's dance will be packed full of star dance performances, and the audience is going to have a chance to vote for their favorite performer to walk away as Champion of the Year. July 10th, it's Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style. Tickets are $20 for seniors and youth and $25 general admission at the Cascade Theater. Heads up, shoulders back, and 5, 6, 7, 8.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, this is Frank Muse for Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank all of our veterans, now and in the future, for keeping this great country safe. Also, a special thanks to all the folks who made the 4-H and FFA barbecue a huge success. Without these businesses and people donating, we would not have had such a great barbecue. It puts a lot of money back into our local 4-H and FFA groups. Thanks to MacArthur Livestock, Reading Bank of Commerce, Les Schwab on Market Street, Anderson and Hilltop, Reading Rodeo, Reisner's Fine Foods, Rogers Frosty, Schrader Construction, Scott Valley Bank, Shane Corporation, and Outback Steakhouse.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
It's like the more you give, the more I want.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio. It is 7:53 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's is absolutely got the best coffee, 40 different kinds of coffee. They've got, gourmet beans. They fix it for you 50 different ways. And which means is that, you know, they have as many ways of fixing different types of coffee as there are, almost as much as there are gallons of oil floating around the Caribbean at this point. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, support our community. Back on Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah. And let's go to the phones.
Joe Adamson, after we talked about Tobacco and Brew...
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
How are you guys? Well, you know what? Get in and work it off.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
All right, Joe. So tell us what's up today. Tell us what your thoughts are as far as the tip of the week.
Well, the tip of the week is actually a tool for treating tight and tense muscles.
Ooh.
Yes. A lot of these tools that are out there are kind of gimmicks, but this one's the real thing. I was listening to you guys talk about your dancers, and they probably should have all been issued one of these tools. You guys, I'm sure, have used them working with Amy. There's no way that she wouldn't have had you using them yet. And it's the foam roller.
Oh.
That wonderful friend. And it's a dense piece of cylinder-shaped foam that's 12 inches to 36 inches long. Comes in both lengths. I've heard it called poor man's massage. You can use it before or after your workout. And basically... does a lot of the same things that massage does. It kind of just, you know, if you have tense muscles or muscles that are too tight, it can help alleviate that problem. I used it with a runner here recently, and she was complaining about, you know, pain in her knees when she ran. She was about a 3-day-a-week runner, and I just said, hey, well, why don't you come by, and I'll show you a foam roller and how to use it, and it basically fixed her problem. She couldn't believe it. You know, something so simple that could be the answer to the problem. So the typical time for treating with this tool is before or after your workout. It only takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and it's just a fantastic tool.
It is, and we've used it. I'll tell you what, when you lay on your side, you try to go up and down on the outer side of your thigh, it can also help not only massage that, but break down cellulite and break down, you know, whatever you need to do.
that will light you up, won't it?
Yeah, it will light you up. There's no doubt about it. So, and there's different sizes.
Absolutely. There's different sizes, different densities. Usually, if you're a beginner, you start with a lighter density that isn't going to feel as hard. It isn't going to be as brutal on you. And then as you get accustomed to it, you can move your way up.
Well, I met one of the gals yesterday that you sent in. I'm so excited. She cut a commercial and
awesome.
And she did the MetaFast or the what is it called, the Take Shape for Life, and it was so cute because she talked about how her and her girlfriend started as the buddy team,
right.
The buddy system, and
yep.
How after 3 months they said, we can't stop. I love that. And she was just had this great energy. She was wonderful, and she talked about how she went down several dress sizes, and you know, she's just in this like this new beginning. So why not now? Let's just tell all our listeners, you know, if you're getting ready for the summer. I know today I have Girls' Day. There's a bunch of us are going to be out at the pool, and it's, you know, it's swimsuit season. You're out at the lake, and you want to get rid of some of that unwanted winter coat.
Absolutely. And Dawn, I'm glad she made it in because she and her partner, Lori, just absolutely did phenomenal. They were working so hard, I think 3 days a week with a personal trainer, and just the transformation that they made in just 6 months, it was just awesome. I love to see that.
Yeah, well, that's what you guys are all about. Hey, Joe, thanks for your tip of the week. We're talking with Joe Adamsons from Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for having me. Have a great
all
day.
All right, you
bye.
Too. Currently 74 degrees. There's going to be thunderstorms today with a high of 101. We're getting very, very variables as far as what the top temperature is going to be today. But
we can just say hot.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
And you know what? Here we go. America at its best. The City Council of Reading has jumped in. John Reit, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. John Reit, R-E-I-T, who served a single term on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in the late 80s, has pulled his nomination papers. And you know what he's at? He says is that we've got to address the huge challenge financially. He says that he's going to focus his campaign around the city's financial problems, especially its pension obligations, which he called unsustainable. City officials and union officials must find a way to cut the pension cost. So what that makes it 11 now. Let me see if I can get through all the names at one time. I probably can't, so I won't try. But I think it's 11 now into the race, and I'm sure there'll be 12 or 13 by the time this is over. In fact, we may just enter Bob in it, just so he can tell us what's going on. Anyway, okay. You know, in our next hour, we have, we believe we're going to have, if he can break loose from his show, Tad Shackles is going to be calling about what he's done for the Dancing with the Stars. And then, of course, we have Curtis and Jackie Jolly, who are here. They're opening up their new show on Saturday.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. And they're going to be talking about what they can do to help you market your business on all different levels. It's, you know what, they are an exciting idea here, and they have the knowledge to push this over. So I'm looking forward to this, and you're going to be able to talk to them today. But they're going to be talking about how you can market your business, how to succeed, and what you need to do to succeed in today's economy. I think that's great. It's a local show. It's not something you hear off of, off of infomercials someplace else. They are familiar with the area and the people and what's available. So we're going to be talking to them.
We're going to be putting them in our new Saturday lineup. It's going to be great. I mean,
they're going to be joining our Saturday lineup. They'll be the same. You can check out our website, kcnr1460.com, and also we will have a link to their website so you can find out what they're about. Currently 74 degrees. Again, chance of thunderstorms today.
You know, we also want to talk about a fundraiser that's going to be on July 14th for Jim Hedrick Jr. He's one of the Sierra Cascade board members. Was in a serious logging accident. It's going to be cocktails and a dinner, and tickets are $50 per person. We'll get back to this and tell you how you can get those tickets. But this is something else, another good, good activity for our community. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The spies have landed. Four of them, Russia released, now in Britain after being swapped for the 10 Russians busted for spying here. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in London.
Yeah, Dave, the 10 touched down in Moscow aboard a Russian government jet, while the four Russia released arrived at a military airbase here in Britain. The U.S. Justice Department has hailed the successful outcome of this, the largest spy swap since the Cold War. The handoff happened just over 4 hours ago in Vienna. It's unclear where the four who are now in England will go eventually, but at least one of them, a Russian spy colonel, was convicted of spying for Britain. Dave?
Alistair, months after a South Korean ship was torpedoed and 46 sailors killed, the UN is
condemning this attack.
U.S. UN Ambassador Susan Rice, but the UN Security Council did not directly blame the North. It just expressed deep concern after an internal investigation, or national investigation rather, did conclude that North Korea sank the ship. A second body's been spotted in the Delaware River in Philadelphia, hours after a dead teenage girl was pulled from the water. Both killed in Wednesday's duck boat crash. Those boats docked again in Philadelphia.
We've suspended operations indefinitely. I know we're suspended again for today. We're reviewing it on a day-by-day basis.
Ride the Ducks president Chris Hershen. It's a drug a lot of diabetics take, with worrisome side effects. Avandia under more FDA scrutiny. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live in Washington.
Dave, a new review from federal scientists making a stronger case against Avandia with a 700-page review. And the FDA saying 100,000 what they call heart-related adverse events may have been caused by the drug. GlaxoSmithKline says they've got research that shows Avandia poses no higher heart attack risk than other meds, but sales have plummeted due to safety concerns. Dave?
Jill, it's now more than 80 arrested in Oakland, California, in the protests over a lesser involuntary manslaughter verdict against a white former transit cop who shot a black man at a train station. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Sears Automotive Center knows you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through July 11th, Cooper Response Tour 13-inch tires are just $35. 14-inch tires are $50, 15-inch are $60, and get 16-inch tires for only $70. Limit 4 per person. No dealers or carryouts. Plus, get a $14.99 conventional Valvoline oil change with no shop fees. Visit SearsAuto.com. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Stop by the Home Depot today and you'll discover a wide selection of ceiling fans for under $100. With new lower prices on great brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter, we've brought the prices down so you can start putting your ceiling fans up. Down goes your electric bill, up go your savings, and the corners of your mouth. It all starts with a wide selection of ceiling fans for under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Oil is gushing into the Gulf for an 81st day in a row, and we're just getting word from the Coast Guard that it could remove an existing containment cap on Saturday to prepare for a new cap against the oil spill. And there's a new weapon in the battle from the sky.
The Navy's blimp is now off the ground out of sight of New Orleans. It's on its way to Mobile, Alabama. Took a few days for the blimp to get here. It will provide much better reconnaissance over the oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico because the airship moves slowly, and this way people on board the ship can then relay information as to where boats and skimmers need to get to on the ground.
Fox's Phil Keating in New Orleans. President Obama's in Las Vegas, ready to talk about jobs and the economy at UNLV next hour. The morning after, campaigning for Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid.
The latest poll has Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid losing to the Republican candidate he's facing, Tea Party-backed Sharron Angle. President Obama, who came west to raise money for Reid, praised the Senate leader, but also spent much time...
There were fewer rules and safeguards, then BP would have been more careful about the drone.
He called her desire to phase out Social Security and other programs extreme. Engel accused the two of throwing rocks in a giant glass house to raise money while thousands of Nevadans remain unemployed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
West Virginia's governor will appoint someone to replace the late Senator Robert Byrd, but only temporarily. He wants a special election for the rest of Byrd's term.
The Mountain State's attorney general says they don't have to wait till 2012, but they will have to move quickly to schedule a primary before this November's special election. Governor Joe Manchin said 2.5 years is too long for an appointed senator to serve.
That's Fox's Rich Johnson. On Wall Street, a slow day after two big rallies. The Dow is up just 13 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It is 8:06 on July 9th. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We are streaming on KCNR1460.com. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Man in Black will cut your hair. Great haircuts, great prices. They are not hairstylists. You're not going to get a facial there, no matter how many times Rich Bay asked for one. He will never get one there. He's going to have to come in with the little green stuff all over his face like he has before. This is man's last stronghold there. You get a haircut. They shave around your ears. There's great magazines there like Guns and Ammo and Cars and National Geographic and all those others. I'm telling you, fathers, take your sons there. It's a great place to bond. That's cash.
Women, just put your toe in the door and leave.
Oh, no, no, they don't chase women out.
No,
it's
they
just
don't.
They don't cut your hair. I mean, unless you like, something with butch hair.
But I respect,
butch wax on.
I respect a man's club. I just think this whole, I mean, there's some women who go to barbers.
There are.
So I guess that's cool. But, I mean, it's like, every now I feel honored if they say, come on in, we'd love to have you come in, because it's all about, that's when a guy gets a chance to really kind of hang out and be a guy, okay?
That's it.
That's how I feel about it.
There's
I'm old school when it comes to that,
and
baby.
On their sign, on their glass window, there is man's last stronghold. Okay. So that 15-second mention became a 3-minute
that's
soliloquy,
okay,
about
that's
Cypress
right.
Square Barbershop.
There's a philosophy behind
it's a
it.
It is. It is a philosophy. And it works.
I get it.
And I can go in. I have to wait in line.
I'm old fashioned. I like it when you open the door for me and you pull out my chair for me, and you send me flowers and you send me notes. I get it. And then when I get it, you get it.
I mean, I understand what you're talking about. No, I understand what you mean by going there. Okay, let's talk about the
chance
weather.
Of thunderstorms today. Currently 74 degrees, going to be high of 99. They're various weather things I'm seeing, 101, 102, 103. I don't know. It's up there, okay? I think it's going to reach the triple digits today, though, so be careful. And guess what? Speaking of being careful, I'm going to go ride the Segway this morning. I'm leaving here at 8:30, joining the girls. It's Girls' Day today, and I have to thank my friends Kathleen White and Kelly Verhoeve for always trying to establish one day a week or one day a year or 2 days a year where it's like, girls, we're going to go do our things. Let's go do the Segway. Never done that before. And I get to come back and I'll tell you about it Monday. It's going to be a gas. We're going to go over the Sundial Bridge. And God, please keep the lightning in the sky.
Well, there will be no Segway lightning strikes today, I'm sure. But if it looks like it, get close to a Kelly. She's taller than you. So, but don't get too close. All right. And, right before we broke last on, took at the top of the hour break, I was talking about a fundraiser for Jim Hendrick Jr. He's he's a local guy, and he has given so much to this community. He's a part of the Sierra Cascade board and was injured in a serious logging accident. So they're having a fundraiser for him. It's going to be July 14th at the Holiday Inn, 6:30 for cocktails, 7:30 for dinner. The tickets are $50 per person, and all proceeds will go to the family to defray medical cost. And the door prize is 2 tickets to the September Johnny Lang concert. Now, for more information, call 365
3651173. That's 3651173. This is another good cause we got. We've got, you know, so many of them coming to a head because part of it's the economic reasons. Part of the fact is that sometimes it's just bad luck out there.
And by the way, before we get to our guests, I want to say one more time, we have had a generous donation of 2 Paul McCartney tickets, and the donator asked not to mention his name, but he said, I will sell the tickets. I think they're $180 each. They are 16th row for tomorrow night's concert in San Francisco. When you write the check, the proceeds that we get from those tickets are going to go to a Northern California Veterans. What is it? The proceeds from the tickets are going to go to Northern California Veterans. It's going to go to a veterans.
Do you mean for the Paul McCartney
yes.
tickets? Oh, yeah. This will go.
Sorry, fill in my blank.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, the Paul McCartney tickets. You can write a check to your favorite charity that has to do with veterans. You know, and it can be, of course, a 501, so that you can take this off your taxes. It's up to you and how you want to do this. You just have to show us that.
The tickets are for tomorrow night. And they're awesome tickets again. So give us a call here, 605-4567. And we got to get those tickets. I mean, it's tomorrow night. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing something really, you want to blow your girlfriend's mind and do something that's really going to be phenomenal and see a legend, Paul McCartney, 16th row. Hello, right here.
We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, it's Patrick John, the very first winner of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County's top. I got my trophy to prove it. This year's fundraiser is bigger and better than ever before, with 6 more local stars, including Power 94's Tad Shackles, Maria Orozco from the Redding Rancheria, and KRCR News Channel 7's Orville Thomas. All 6 stars have been working hard to raise money and learn 2 different dances, all to entertain you, make you laugh, and leave you amazed this Saturday night as Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, takes over the Cascade Theater. So get your tickets for an amazing night right now at the Cascade Theater box office or log on to Q97Country.com. All the proceeds from Dancing with the Stars go directly to the Shasta County Women's Refuge. They do amazing work. They are the local agency dedicated to providing resources for victims of domestic abuse and sexual assault. So please make plans to join us. That's this Saturday night for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are available now at the Cascade Theater box office or at Q97Country.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctors' prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:14 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming out over KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, joined, of course, by Bad Bob there on the boards.
Doing some great bump music. I mean, you know, that has hardened my heart as one of the great band standards of all time. Yeah. Anybody can sing it. Well, not anybody can sing it, but it's a cool tune.
Yeah. Hey, you know, our guest now, and we're all excited about this, Curtis and Jackie Jolly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
You know, we've got you here, and you are opening up a new show tomorrow on our station.
Aren't we lucky? We've got the opportunity from, thank you, Carl and Linda Bott, for the chance to bring our local show for local marketing your business. And we're trying to get new businesses and business to the vendor for a while, a new way to do technology with advertising their business. And that could be social media, radio, signage. There's just tons of things we want to share to help businesses get out more in the public.
Show begins tomorrow. Your kickoff is at 1 o'clock. And, you know, tell our listeners a little bit of an outline. What, you know, when they tune in at 1, what are they going to hear?
Well, tomorrow we're going to begin with a little biography on Curtis and myself and what we bring to the forefront for marketing. And our plan is to put some segments together on various topics, such as branding, social media, radio, television, print materials, and the like. And we plan on many of those subjects because there's so much information out there to last a few shows. So we're very excited to be here and to share this with everybody.
Well, great, because I think a lot of people, if they're thinking, they're in fear. They're in fear, perhaps, if now's a good time to actually launch a business.
There's more millionaires made in a depression than there's ever been, and that goes back to the 20s. When depressions have hit, there's more successful millionaires and businesses made during those times. Sometimes people hold back. When money gets tight, they stop advertising. They stop marketing their business because they want to conserve. And that's the worst thing you can do for a business. Target your market. Who's your audience? What people are your customers, and how do you bring them back? Customer service, referrals, those are things that a business, employees, all those things are part of marketing your business. Your image is what brings people back. Your response to those customer needs. So we like to share all these opportunities of the possibilities of what you can do without even working or spending a lot of cash. It's your business. Let people know that you're there. Don't be bashful.
You know, a lot of times when you're driving at nighttime and you're driving through downtown or through areas, you don't really notice that storefront until it's nighttime and it lights up from the inside and you're thinking, oh, my God, I never knew that that was that. You know, and you're wondering when somebody's in a strip mall, perhaps, how they get lost in the strip mall. What would be a recommendation for somebody who's in a strip mall? Because we know that they have laws and rules here in town, where you can't fly flags and you can't put out signage. I mean, what does someone like that
now
do, for instance?
Now, Linda, don't spoil our show.
Part
of that is signage. And so as we talk tomorrow on our show, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts. But more than that is, if you have these types of businesses, and we will address many, how do you go out and market that specific type? Are you in a strip mall? Are you on a street corner? Are you in a big a building by yourself? You need to get out and reach different markets. And your target audience is different as well. So if you get your target audience to know what age groups, what they buy, their trends, you can start marketing your business according to those trends. And the part is each business is different, but the same marketing ideas are the same. Market your business and identify your product. Branding is huge.
And the wonderful thing is you're going to be live, so people can call in tomorrow at 605-4567 when you're on at 1 o'clock, and people can call and ask questions.
No, Carl, you guys never said nothing about people calling in. That's you're going to put me on the spot here.
As if you can't think on your feet. You guys both have this huge information, this pool of information, and pull so much from your very successful past as individual business people, and then you've come together, and we love the fact that you've gotten married, you're up here, you've decided that Reading is your home.
We've been up here for years, Jackie. We've had rental properties and houseboats in Shasta Lake for 100 years. Shasta is home. It's just getting to where we've chosen, as you get a little older and you get some success and you change your lifestyle, what's important. And I think life for us is going, Shasta County, where can you live? Where can you live and have all the things that we have? Not just the lakes, not just the people, not just the farms, not the ranches, just tons of motorcycle rides and boats. And just, I mean, it's just a huge, it's a welcome sign. We come and we travel. We hit the Shasta County line, and we flash our lights and honk our horn going, we're home!
Pretty exciting, yeah.
You're like those people who, like, hit their horns when they go through a tunnel.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She holds her breath. When we go through the tunnel, she holds her breath and counts to whatever she counts to and makes a wish or something like that.
Is that from your childhood?
It is.
Isn't that adorable?
It's from going to San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it's funny. I every time I get close to San Francisco, I hold my breath and count, too, hoping that we get through there. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott. Our guests are Curtis and Jackie Jolly, who are starting a new show, tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460, and they're going to be talking about businesses and how to have your business thrive. It's a local show by local people who understand the marketing and how success comes about.
I'm Dr. Nancy Eklund. Recently, I referred Reading Police Officer Will Williams to Dr. Leonard Newman for a LASIK procedure. Will's glowing report is typical.
Well, Dr. Newman was fantastic. His staff was even better. It was fantastic. They were professional. They were courteous. They were on time. It was really amazing to me when I walked out the doors and I could see a street sign. I don't know, I'm guessing 100 yards away, and I could actually read it. I was awestruck. I just wanted to soak in everything. Everything just seemed to have a whole new brilliance for me. I couldn't stop thinking this is the best thing in the world. How come it took me so long to do it?
What's holding you back? Dr. Newman has a proven track record of over 50,000 corrective eye surgeries. To see if LASIK vision correction is right for you or to schedule a LASIK procedure, call Nancy Eklund Eye Care at 223-4300. That's 223-4300.
Join the adventure at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek Road for SeaQuest, Diving for God's Treasure. Incredible Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits to reinforce the SeaQuest lessons, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 12th through July 16th, from 9 a.m. to noon, ages 4 through 12. This could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information at 222-2128.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The dark side's called love and it's real. She'll never know just how I feel.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:23 in the morning on July 9th, and I think we're heading for 100 today. We're going to have, it's going to be a little humid, it feels like, because of the impending thunderstorms that usually don't happen. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellites. Right off Airport Road, they're just down from the Burrito Bandito. Let's talk about Doug Tooley, the owner there. Doug, who has a dish of satellites with free HD forever, got great introductory prices for you. Great introductory price. But then he puts in home media systems that you're really going to like. We get people calling in. You know, when we have somebody, when we talk about somebody in our show, it's because we know them, we've used their services, and we trust what they do. Doug Tooley, veteran from 82nd Airborne, give him a call at 244-1988 off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Guest star, Curtis and Jackie Jolly.
Good morning.
And they appear to be.
Sometimes.
Jolly.
Jolly.
Linda, I just have a question for you. You're always in the studio. How do you get tan?
Oh, thanks. Well, as you can see, I did a spray on yesterday, and I do have a slight discoloration because I tried the darker color.
I was wondering how you did it all.
Yeah, I know.
You're always everywhere, and you're always here.
Well, I did, I did the old Hollywood, it's Dancing with the Stars tomorrow night. So if you ever watch Dancing with the Stars, they're always got that beautiful tan. It's a spray-on tan, and you'll see a lot of your country stars. I mean, you don't have time to lay in the sun, unless you're taking a Bahama vacation. So especially with some of the issues that we have with melanoma and those kinds of things, I just do the spray-on tan, so...
So, well, Carl, how does that tan work for you, that spray on?
I just rub a little of mine off on him.
There you go.
So that works. So I have it on my forehead. That's about it. Because, because when you kiss me on, you kiss me on my forehead, and that's what happens. You know what? I've lost control. Not that I've ever had control here anyway. But okay, let's talk about one more. Let's talk some more about your show tomorrow. They're introducing their new show, and the name of it? Yes.
Marketing your local business.
Marketing your local business.
Yeah.
From people that live here that know what's going on. So tell us a little bit more, Jackie.
Well, in these tough economic times, people, as Curtis had said earlier, people often consider cutting back their marketing and advertising. And it doesn't seem to be working for many businesses that, pull back on your marketing and advertising. You need to spread your dollar in different areas. You need to be creative. You need to think outside the box. There's so many different attitudes out there towards businesses and, towards big chains and what's cheaper and which way to go. And I don't think that supports our local economy very well. We need to make some changes and go back to local.
I think a lot of businesses also don't understand how the trends change. Sometimes they've done something for 25 years and it's worked really, really well. And when times get tough, they change their marketing ideas. They cut back a little bit thinking they're going to save the money in the long run until they get through the tough times. And that's really kind of the worst time. So it's teaching people, local businesses, how to actually... what works, how to tell when it's working, and then how to work on improving those things that works that are not wasting those dollars, but they're still spending the same, but their income increases, their businesses thrive, they hire more employees, which in turn creates a great economy for Shasta County and the town of Redding.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about all the time, too, is that if you shop at a big box store, something like only 30 to 35% of the money stays in town. You shop locally, it's like 70% of the money, if maybe not more. Internet,
nothing
zero.
Stays. So if
zero
not stays. Even taxes being paid,
right? So and it's like I can save $4 on this or $5. In fact, we had friends that went online to look at a this was kind of a big purchase, and they decided to purchase it locally, and they are so happy they did it. Yes, it cost a little more, but the people came in, installed it. And this is something outside. It was an outdoor. Things around the pool, but they installed it. They used really great material. So they're very happy with that. Could have bought it off. They could have bought it off, online, and then had somebody put it together. Chose not to, and they're very happy they did that.
What happens is we used to watch TV when you get home from the office every day. You work real hard. You go home. You flip on what we call a silly TV. And we watch them, we take the DVD, DVR, and we record the shows that we like and then flip through the commercials because not to watch them, right?
Right.
There's a brightness knob on your TV, but apparently it doesn't work because usually the commercials are still stupid. So what happens is we now kind of skip past the shows and we now watch the commercials. Local car dealers are making a really good point in their marketing and their advertising. I won't mention any dealers, but... they're saying, when you buy a new car and you buy it in somewhere else, some other county, those taxes and that money stays in that county. So when you're marketing your business and marketing local, you've got to realize all that, every cent of tax goes back to Shasta County. All those things that we buy and we spend, those are local stores with local employees, which means our job growth, the unemployment goes down. There's tons and tons of opportunities people don't really realize by using big box chains.
I was speaking with a friend of mine yesterday whose mother owns a dress shop on Hilltop, and he said that many of the customers are going into the store, trying on the dresses, and then going online to buy them. And I think that she could probably use some really good tips on how to keep the customers in her store to buy them in her store as opposed to going out and buying them online. Because that's just huge for our local economy when they go to buy those dresses on the internet.
Well, if they can save, if somebody is going online because they think that they can maybe custom make something, you know, with the certain dresses, and or they can save $30 or $50. How do you encourage them? Hey, they have to pay for their overhead, the stores, and they have to pay for their staff. How do you encourage somebody to do that?
They could possibly bring the online store within themselves. And to do all the customization, and they also need to be educated as to what is going on with their competitors that are online.
The other part of that would be it's always going to be cheaper online for lots of reasons. Volume is huge, but more than that is, if you can get a customer in your door, and that's what our show is really about, is if you can get a customer in your door, you've got half the sale made. If you let that customer get out the door without making that sale, because customer service, local, there's lots of things you employees can do to bring that customer back. You go to online, there's no relationship at all. Then you get shipping back. There's lots of reasons why. Get them in the store. We'll teach you how to fix it from there.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. We've got 30 seconds until we go to Fox News. Thank you so much for being on. I'm going to take off because I'm going to be heading out on the Segway tour over the bridge.
The Sundial Bridge.
I'm really looking forward to that. And you guys are going to be on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock with your brand new show.
We can't
all
wait.
About marketing.
You got it.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Brett Larson. Like a scene from a Cold War era movie, Russia swapping spies with the U.S.
The 10 self-confessed spies touched down in Moscow aboard a Russian government jet while Russia's four arrived here in Britain, a chartered 767 touching down at a military air base here. The handoff took place in Vienna, the planes parked nose to tail as the spies swapped around.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wankelin. A new weapon in fighting the ongoing oil spill in the Gulf, a Navy blimp.
It will provide much better reconnaissance over the oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico because the airship moves slowly, and this way people on board the ship can then relay information as to where boats and skimmers need to get to on the ground.
Fox's Phil Keating at the Port of New Orleans. A second body has been spotted in the Delaware River near the collision site of a tour boat and a barge. Hungarian officials have confirmed one of the bodies found belonged to a missing female tourist. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Price is important, but even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's 8:35 in the morning, and it's 77 degrees, heading for 103. The temperature's always brought to you. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyard. You know, a great place. They're serving lunch out there now, and then, of course, they have great dinners, the ambiance. But you're up 10 degrees cooler when you're up there at Anselmo's, out towards Shingletown. It's a great place. Curtis and Jackie are, you know, they're out now because they've got a lot of things to do, but they have such an enthusiasm. We're really looking forward for that show. I mean, an enthusiasm for this town. They have an enthusiasm for what they're doing. You know, and while they're here, you know, Linda said, you know what, we're getting, and she's going to go do her segue because it's a girls' day today. You know, girls' days mean segue, and then they go sit in the pool and do that. You know, I always think of kind of a man's day is that we go out and, ride motorcycles, shoot weapons, smoke cigars, and do Boilermakers or something. But, you know, it's somewhat different, I guess. But anyway, one of the things they said, well, you know, because Curtis and Jackie also have ShastaTrainPost.com, they just said, well, you know, we've got a coupon on, you know, on the website, and it's 2-for-1 on Friday. So, Linda just saved half price on that. Anyway, NASA. Bob, what does NASA stand for?
National Atmospheric and Space Administration.
That's right. And NASA is the one that puts people into space. NASA is the one that's taken us to the moon. That was Kennedy's. John F. Kennedy, if you remember when the Russians launched Sputnik in front of us, and what JFK says, I promise we will be on the moon before the end of this decade.
Before this decade is out.
That's
yes.
Right. And that was
speech.
It was a great speech. And sure enough, in 1969, Americans landed on the moon.
We lost lives in the effort, and we did not, you know, we honored we those three men who died in Apollo 1, but we kept going on. Nowadays, you know.
You know, we do not stop. We went on and did it. Now, it looks like NASA's mission may have changed just a little bit. The administrator is Charles Bolden. Now, Charles Bolden is a retired Marine general. I just happen to know General Bolden. He was at one of the units that I was rolling through at. And he said that President Obama's vision of the NASA's mission is now, one, was he wanted me to help re-inspire children to want to get into science and math.
Okay.
You know, I think that is just an outstanding. No, that's outstanding, yeah. Because we consistently rate down and below other countries when it comes to science and math. You know, and that's just another entire show, my friends. But the second one, he wanted me to expand our international relationships. Okay, you know, international relationships in space. And you know, we go up to the Russian space lab up there, or to their, you know, and. Which we, by the way, built most of, and we keep up in the air since the Russians can't do it anymore. And third and foremost, he wanted me to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science and math and engineering.
And that has what to do with going into space exactly?
What I don't quite understand is this feel-good thing. I mean, this feel-good thing about helping the Muslim nations to feel good about their historic contribution to science and math. 1,000 years ago, Al-Khwarizmi gave us algebra. I'm not sure exactly since then what's gone on with that. I was listening when I was overseas one time. I listened to a great speech. It was a Muslim world, an Islamic convention. And the president of Indonesia, which, by the way, Indonesia has the most populous Muslim nation, is the most populous Muslim nation in the world. And he doesn't like America. And he sure as heck doesn't like Israel. But one of the things he said was, 1,000 years ago, the Muslim religion controlled the science and math, was making great strides. He said, we made a decision then, or they made a decision then to go one way or the other, the science and math route or the religious route. And they went to the religious. And he said we stopped having the lead in our mathematics, our science, and those types of, and those endeavors. And I'm just quoting him, you know, but I thought it was, how interesting that that came out. But even more interesting is that the President Obama's vision of NASA is to make the Muslim nations feel good about historic contributions. I'm not exactly sure how you're going to do that, General Bolden. Maybe if you could get them so they don't cut off the fingers of little girls who go to school. If you could start there, maybe you could start with the way that women are treated equally, that they're not slapped around and beaten, that they have a right to vote. Maybe that's one way we can start that, President Obama. How about that you move forward that you can have two religions in a country. How about that if somebody wants to change his religion from Islamic to Christian, he doesn't go to trial and he could lose his life or at least be sentenced to jail for that. Maybe little things like that can help also make them feel good about themselves. I'm not exactly sure in NASA's mission that our job is to make fundamentalist Islamic imams feel good about going into space. Because, frankly, I don't think they care. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, Dad.
Good morning, son.
Shh.
You know, you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five star.
Five star cast?
Five star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MD Imaging Radiologist, Dr. Patricia Hansen.
When you're dealing with things like cancer and heart disease, things that are life-threatening, trust becomes very important.
With 15 subspecialized radiologists on staff, MD Imaging provides a collaborative environment in which your diagnosis can have several radiologists involved. With multiple doctors examining and discussing your images, your diagnosis will have greater certainty. Here's MD Imaging radiologist Dr. Danford Bickmore.
We're fortunate to have a facility like MD Imaging right here in Reading, so you don't have to go to Sacramento or San Francisco to get that same level of expertise.
When it comes to medical imaging, you have a choice. There is a difference. So choose the only imaging facility in our area fully accredited in all modalities. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hi, ladies. In need of some relaxation and fun? This summer, the Shasta Center has just the thing for you. The Shasta Center merchants and Kugler's Furniture are hosting the all-new Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays to meet your fun needs. You can get designer fabrics at the Fabulous Fabric Shop, paint pottery at All Fired Up, get home decorating consultations at Kugler's Furniture, get hip fashions at Susie's on the Corner, choose a delicious candle at the Candle Connection, find something nifty at the As Seen on TV store, and enjoy happy hour at Cool Hand Luke's from 2 to 4. Something fun is always happening at the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road. Join us for the fun on Fridays.
Hey there, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty, and I'd like to invite you to listen in from 8 to 9 every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We will discuss anything and everything there is to know about real estate. There's nothing we can't help you with. So listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 to the Kurt Largent Radio Show, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, The Flu Season, Keller Williams Realty, Craig Winton at State Farm Insurance, the Sightline Agency, Level Exterminators, and your local Dairy Queen.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is July 9th. It's 8:45 in the morning. It is 80 degrees, climbing for 103 today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest, who's just called in, and it is kind of appropriate because I was getting ready to talk about something, and Ron Largent. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. I just heard the ad announcing Kurt's radio show.
Yeah.
But tomorrow morning, I'll be doing it for him, and we're going to have a special guest in to talk about energy-efficient homes.
That's great.
Green homes. It's we're doing some great things here in the Reading area, and I'm going to have someone come in and talk about what does it mean to have an energy-efficient home in terms of a new home. So it should be really interesting, and I would invite all your listeners to tune in. So should be a good show.
Well, there's a lot of people that tune in for Kurt, so you know maybe you can try hard to hold them then, Ron.
Well, we'll do our very best. We'll do our best. So hey. Looking forward to it Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, and we'll talk about real estate and energy efficient new homes.
You know, Ron, let me ask you a quick question. We've got somebody else on the line here. We've got to get to them too. But on the front page of the paper, real estate descent intensifies. $906 million across the county dropped.
Right.
What do you see on this? Do you see this getting any better in the next year or two?
No, not according to the national estimates. We're going to be in this continued downturn, and the complicating factor, which Kurt has mentioned on the show a number of times, is the increasing number of bank-owned properties. And now that the banks are, they have a large inventory, they're getting rid of them, so the prices are dropping. And of course, that brings property prices down across the whole nation, and including Reading. And that then causes the appraised value of properties to go down. The assessed value goes down, which means that taxes will go down. And so we don't really see any relief at all. In fact, the building industry these days nationwide is saying it's going to take anywhere from 2 to 5 years to get back up to where we were just to recycle the whole building industry.
Yeah.
So it's we're going to have this for a couple of years, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, same thing in the car industry. They're talking about, you know, recovery not even starting until like 2012. So
the problem is, like, for example, here in Reading, we've lost a lot of the trades. They've gone elsewhere to work, and to get those people back, now you can move some dirt. You have a couple of companies here to do that, but then when you get into the concrete work, where you have a limited number of contractors, so the whole issue is complicated because we basically have to almost rebuild an industry.
Yeah. Hey, okay, hey, Ron, thank you so much for your insight in this, and I'll be in here tomorrow, so I'll to be listening to you, and this should be pretty interesting. Greenhouse and energy efficient.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Ron.
Bye-bye.
Bruce, good morning. You're on KCNR 1460.
Well, good morning, Carl. I mean, every morning we wake up with a new deal, and isn't it great to look at and see the end run that he did with Dr. Berwick, head of 1/16th of our economy, and we know this guy's a socialist and loves the European medical, the way they're doing that, and already has stated that distribution wealth is the only way to make this work, and there will be limitations on services provided by Medicare. So I'm saying all these senior citizens out there voted for the anointed one, this is going to come back and catch us.
Well, you know what? You know, Bruce, and he said it. It wasn't like he was trying to hide it either. He said it in front of people. He said it when he was talking to people. And, you know, when he said the rich, you know, he said the wealthy are going to have to take care of the poor. You've got to move for health care. For health care, right.
Yep, absolutely. He said all the above. And this, you know, the scary part of it, this was just a short holiday that they end-run this guy around. And they would pull him up in the committee to have him vetted, and these Democrats are going to run from this issue and say they, you know, they don't like it and wonder why that this happened. This is crap. They could have pulled him up 3 months ago.
Yeah, they could have. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, that people are, because it hasn't hit them yet. The Bush tax cuts are going to sunset in January 2011. And President Obama said, I will not raise your taxes. Well, I got news for him. If these sunset the way they are right now, everybody that pays taxes in this nation, I don't care how much money you make, you're going to get hit.
All they got to do is go read it, Carl.
I know. You know, we put it out for you. You can lead them, but you can't make them drink.
You got it. Well,
now, the people, though, except that listen to KCNR, they're a very bright intelligent group. That you all understand these things.
Well, we'll see what November 2 brings, because if it doesn't shut off the dictatorship here, we're going to be in super trouble.
Well, you know what? I went to a meeting last night for the Sons of Liberty. And I try to go to different meetings that people invite me to, and just to see, because it gives me a way to see what people are thinking. It's not just, you know, the Tea Parties, but other groups of people, too. So to, you know, to kind of ascertain, you know, what the feelings are. And I think people are getting fed up with this. They, you know, they don't know what's going on. What's the next thing that's going to happen? How is this going to cost us money? You know, the banks are putting pressure on small businesses. Mark Beachman had a great blog in there about how a bank's putting the pressure on a company here, not because the company wasn't making payments, that it wasn't doing everything it was supposed to do. It's that the government's putting pressure on the bank, you know, to call in their loans. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, what was all that TARP money for, which nobody actually really knows where it went, but...
Well, they got a free pass, Carl. There's only one, and then Fox is the only one that brings this stuff to light. The other five media out there have nothing to do with any of the above, from the racist thing that went down there in Philadelphia to drop lawsuits to the,
Arizona deal.
I mean, it just never stops.
No. Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for your phone call.
You betcha, buddy.
You bet. Take care. I got to take a break here. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star qualified appliances of $398 or more. And if you tack on free delivery and haul away, plus all the money you'll save on energy bills, you'll actually save three times, thanks to 10% off all Energy Star qualified appliances of $398 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Today's four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Does it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles, but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, good morning, Redding, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Signstations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460. Here we come a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home?
I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of home. This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from The Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for The Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Hey, you know, it's 80 degrees, maybe even 81 now. We're going up to 102. Hot and sunny. But if you want to kind of escape it, head on up toward Shingletown to Anselmo's. It's 10 degrees cooler up there. They have lunch. It's for a great Friday, great weekend. In fact, we're going to head out there Sunday, too. A couple of things. NBC. NBC is still on the air, I assume. Right, Bob? Bob is going, yeah, I think so. Okay, they've got a show called... not that I know, but it's a modern wedding contest where you can enter and they'll pay for your whole wedding. Well, Thursday they announced, of course, is that they're changing the rules for the annual wedding contest to allow same-sex couples to apply. You know, it is against the law in New York State for gay people to have to get wedding licenses. But, as GLAAD pointed out, and that's the gay, lesbian... Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation has said is they can get these licenses someplace else and then get married. So they're going to be part of the couples that are in there that you get to vote for. I find that interesting. Next week, Monday, our guest was going to be Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And he is already, by the way, they have found a place out on Airport Road, right off Airport Road, that they are going to be opening up early to be able to, so you can start seeing the types of historical items and some of the displays that they're going to have out there. And he's working really hard on that right now with a group of people to get that finished up. He'll be our guest on Monday. Also, we're changing up our format a little bit on Monday, and we hope you like it. It's going to have it's going to be a little more structured. Yeah, you know, as much as that scares us, we're going to be talking of local businesses at 7:15 in the morning. We've got a section that Linda, our next segment then will be with Linda talking about a number of things going on here around town. Then, of course, we go into our political side, naturally. Then at 8 o'clock, we will have our guest, or a series of guests there, that have impact on our community and what's going on around us, either live guest or they'll be on the phone. So we're going to do that, and you'll have to let us know how you like the format. It's not going to be a lot of changes. It's just going to be, like I said, a little more structured so that everybody kind of knows at what time that things should be happening. Which around here is always makes us happy. Now let's go back to one thing here. Let's, you know, we've talked about, you know, NASA. We've talked about why General Bolton is reaching out to people. Let's talk about a little bit about the city council race while we got here for a few minutes. You know, one of the things that we're going to see, I believe, in the city council with 11 people, by the way, 11 people running right now. There could be two more or three more by the time it's over. You know, going back with the Record Searchlight was, you know, wanting, hey, you know, if we need change. It was kind of urging people, hey, we need change, we need change. Well, people heard them or talked to their friends or saw what was going on. So people joined up to make the change. And now we have 11, maybe it'll be 12 or 13 by the time it's over. The Record Searchlight said, okay, wait a minute, now that's too many people. And the reasoning behind it is that, well, with something like that, only 30% of the people, you know, you can get 30% of the vote and you can win. Well, in our last election, I believe, and we're going to have Kathy Darling tell us exactly, the last election, I think only like 38% of the registered voters took part, maybe a little bit more. So 38% to 40%. Let's just say it went up to 40%. So 40% of the voters chose who was going to be in all the offices, from the district attorney to the county assessor to the auditor. And the and we are having a runoff, from what I understand, between two of the supervisors' positions, and out in the 5th district. So that's going to happen. But again, right here on KCNR, you're going to hear every one of them. You're going to have a chance to talk to everybody that's running for office for our city. You're going to have a chance to talk to people that are running for the state, for running for state senator, for running for state assembly. You're going to have a chance to talk to people running for governor and for United States senator from our state. Well, let me put it this way. The offers are going to be there. I'm pretty sure we'll get most of them. I'm not quite sure Barbara Boxer will call us back. We've offered her the opportunity. Let me put it that way. Anyway, that's starting Monday. We've right after us, of course, is Dennis Miller. And if you didn't hear him yesterday, you missed out on a lot of wild and crazy things. He is really turning it up. A different way at looking at things, my friends, a different way from a conservative who has a sense of humor. And yes, you can be both. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News Radio, Elisa Brady. It's the first day of the rest of their lives. 14 spies involved in the U.S.-Russia swap that's now completed. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yeah, Lisa, the 10 spies from the suburbs are now in Moscow. The four Russia released touched down at a military airbase here in Britain where two of them disembarked. The handoff had a Cold War ring to it. It took place in traditional east-west frontier city Vienna. Russia's four are arguably more valuable than the 10 America caught. One is a nuclear weapons expert, one is a spy colonel who reportedly helped to unmask American spies Robert Hansen and Aldrich Ames. Lisa?
Thanks, Alistair. The search appears to be over on the Delaware River in Philly following Wednesday's duck boat accident. Fox Radio's Todd Starnes with a live update.
Lisa, rescuers have spotted a second body in the Delaware River, believed to be a 20-year-old passenger on board that duck boat that collided with a barge on Wednesday. The body of a 16-year-old girl was recovered this morning downstream from the accident. 35